The head of the Environmental Protection Agency has denied a petition to ban use of a powerful pesticide in our food supply. The Environmental Working Group, as well as doctors at a Pediatricians Association, are alarmed at this decision. KCSB's Alex Cassavant spoke with Dr. Jennifer Lowry, chair of the American Academy of Pediatrics, to find out about the dangers that this chemical could have on children's brains.
So, Dr. Lowry, could you explain what chlorpyrifos is and what the science has to say about its possible risks for human consumption?
Wow, that's a lot. Okay.
So, Right off the bat,
let's just go to it. All right. So, chlorpyrifos is a pesticide, and it's of a specific class of pesticides called organophosphates. Many people know of the toxicity basically from like farm workers, so, or those that are, you know, sprayed inadvertently. The main thing is that it can actually impact the nervous system, where it can cause significant toxicity and even ultimately death with acute exposures or chronic exposures in those working with it. The reason that it is a concern for pediatricians and specifically American Academy of Pediatrics and others is because of the chronic exposures that either farm workers have or those that are exposed to it on a regular basis on their foods, in that it can actually pass, you know, from mom to baby while she's pregnant, and obviously can get on children when they're developing, where it can cause problems with, developing brains and the nervous system of small children.
How much or how little can someone ingest of the pesticide before it starts impacting the brain? It's not very much, is it?
Well, that's kind of a loaded question. So, again, when you're talking about acute high-dose exposures or even low-dose exposures acutely, when we're talking about the farm workers or the farmers or the children living on farms, if they should have it, like, spilled on them or if they should drink it, you know, a larger quantity, very acutely you're going to have symptoms where we actually have a mnemonic for it called sludge. So you get salivation, lacrimation, urination, diarrhea, GI effects, emesis, where you basically have fluid out of every orifice that you have, right? So because it can really impact our ability to kind of retain fluids. What we're talking about in regard to, and actually medical toxicologists are very well knowledgeable about how to treat those high-dose acute exposures. What we're talking about in regard to what recently occurred with the EPA's decision to continue use of chlorpyrifos and not to ban it is that children with much lower exposures, so again, we're talking you know, those that where moms might be exposed chronically, whether they're working on the farms or they're just have or closer to these areas where they're sprayed. If they look at the children in these populations compared to other populations, they have higher risk for having changes within like social behaviors, brain development, and developmental delays. So the EPA is required to take a precautionary approach to pesticide safety and children's health. And they have to actually meet certain standards for it to then, if they cannot meet those standards, then they have to basically call it unsafe. And their own agency has stated in documents and as the studies have gone through that children are at higher risk for having these adverse health effects from the exposure. yet he said that more science was needed.
Is this pesticide currently the most controversial one that is legal under the EPA?
Chlorpyrifos is just one of many, and because it's the one that's studied most and the one that we have more information on, it seems to, again, be the poster child for it. But I think that, the mechanisms by which chlorpyrifos acts on the nervous system is no different than other pesticides in the same class. And it's actually very similar to chemical warfare agents like sarin and VX. And it's just that chlorpyrifos doesn't act as quickly as those. So if you can imagine how we're concerned about chemical warfare agents like VX and sarin, chlorpyrifos is a much lower scale, but it has the same mechanism of action.
So it unfolds more slowly over time, essentially.
VX and sarin, they act more quickly. They bind more irreversibly onto the enzyme in which chlorpyrifos also binds. And so it, again, binds quicker so that if you're out in war and you get exposed to this, you have to act really, really quickly or else you're not going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
Versus chlorpyrifos, it doesn't act as quickly and you need more of it to have that same effect that you would have from the chemical warfare agent. But it's the same mechanism of action. We actually would, for those acute exposures on the farm, we would use the same antidote that we would use in war.
So generally speaking, if we're buying organic, are we safe?
You might be more safe from a chlorpyrifos exposure on your tomato by buying organic, but you're not going to be as safe from, lead or arsenic or things that are already in the soil. So there are always going to be the risk for contaminants in your foods. But especially for people who are poor or who do not have ready access to organic foods,
mm-hmm.
they really have to weigh the risks and the benefits, and they shouldn't be chastised because they're not able to do that. If I have to make a choice of I'm not going to eat my fruits and vegetables because it has the potential of having a small amount of chlorpyrifos on it, or I eat it because it's really good for me that I have fruits and vegetables, I'm going to say eat your fruits and vegetables. Because the benefits of that fruit and vegetable outweigh far the risk to the pest from the pesticides.
And finally, what can people do who want to get involved in protesting the EPA's decision to continue use of this pesticide in our food supply?
The best thing is actually to contact your legislators because there are ways in which those in Congress can, fight for you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, clearly there are public comment periods where many people have put in comments. Unfortunately, Administrator Pruitt has made his decision. And but without kind of the grassroots efforts of the public and really talking to their legislators about the demand for, cleaner foods and cleaner water and not having contaminants from chemicals, sprayed on them, especially ones that we know can cause harm, and yet those who are supposed to fight for us aren't, we need to be very vocal.
That was KCSB's Alex Cassavant speaking with Dr. Lowry, Chair of the American Academy of Pediatrics.